On today's episode of the Rookies of Nashville podcast, former Belmont player, current Los Angeles Dodger, Matt Beatty is my guest. He's got an event coming up this weekend here in Nashville. We've got details on that. We're also going to talk a little bit of baseball, what it's like achieving the big league dream. May even get to some MLB to Nashville discussions towards the end of the podcast as well. That's coming up as our Rookies feature series continues here on the 104.5 The Zone Podcast Network. Matt Beatty up next. Bowling back with you on the 104.5 The Zone Podcast Network. Reminder, you can find this podcast wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, and Stitcher. And today, my guest, former Belmont Bruin, current Los Angeles Dodger, Matt Beatty. Matt, first of all, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. You've got an event coming up tomorrow, Friday, January 17th, the 2020 Belmont Leadoff Banquet at Judson Baptist Church. Tell us about what you got going on there this weekend.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me and helping spread the word about this event. It's just a Belmont baseball kickoff program. I think this is the third year that they've done it. It's just basically, I'm going in, talking with George Plaster. He's leading a little Q&A thing. We're going to be talking baseball. We're going to be talking, you know, my journey, through baseball and to the point where I'm at now. And then we're going to also hit on other things, just life and what it's like being a college student athlete, what it's like going to the minor leagues and what my life is looking like now. It should be a really good event. We're looking forward to it tomorrow night. And I'm just excited to get back in Nashville. I haven't been able to spend a lot of time there since I graduated in 15, but we're just excited to get back into Nashville and have a good night there.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like a great event coming up once again tomorrow. It's at Judson Baptist Church, the Belmont Leadoff Banquet. And Matt, I want to kind of get into really what you're going to be discussing tomorrow as well, kind of your story, getting to the big leagues, but also really putting Belmont baseball kind of on the map in the big leagues. You're the first player since 1978 from Belmont to play in a major league game. How cool is that to not only represent your school and the state of Tennessee, but also really the city of Nashville?
You know, it's really cool. I think the city of Nashville has a good number of guys who have made it to the league, but Belmont hasn't had one in a long time, and it's really cool to be a guy that's in the place that I'm at now, and hopefully just give hope to those guys that were in the spot that I was in when I was at Belmont. Not that you feel helpless that you can't make it, but just show that you can beat the odds and that you don't have to go to a big time program to make it where I'm at now. And just talk about, what it's like to go through the minor leagues and how much of a grind it is and adversity that you face. And just for me, it's just about, trying to talk as much to, guys that are in my situation or in the situation I was when I was at Belmont. And just show that with, hard work, determination, like all those cliche sayings, but it's true that you got to put your head down and kind of have a chip on your shoulder. And I think I want to take it any other way. I want my college baseball, my high school baseball. I wouldn't want it any other way because, with how those things went, I think it kind of put a chip on my shoulder and it made me kind of a blue collar player to try to go out there and do the right, play the right way, play hard every single play and not take reps off. So I'm just excited to talk about it. And it's going to be a really good event that, that Coach Jarvis and George Plaster and just Belmont's putting on.
Yeah, absolutely. And you touched on kind of the grind of minor league baseball and really it's perhaps the most unique way to get from college to the pros in really any sport in America. And I spent some time briefly as a minor league baseball broadcaster and loved every second, just being around the game and being able to go to work every day and play baseball and watch baseball as I know you do as well. But talk a little bit about that grind, because I don't think people realize the amount of miles you cover in bus trips, the amount of different positions you're playing. And I know that's a big thing for you as well. You played, four or five different positions for the Dodgers this year. What was that experience like? And how important was that versatility for you in that Dodgers organization in order to make it up and get that call up to the big leagues?
Yeah, I mean, minor leagues, it can be a grind. I mean, in rookie ball, you're on a bus with another teammate sharing seats for 12 hours on a bus driving through the night. The minor league pay is not great, as a lot of people know. And for a lot of teams, there's seven different stops that you have to make in the minor leagues. And, you know, it's just a grind, and you got to kind of not look in the future, and you can't really look at what you did. Like, say you went 0-for-4 the night before, you can't really hold that against you. You got to be in the present every single day. So that's just a small part of the adversity and the grind that minor league baseball can be. And you talk about the versatility part. This started, I want to say, in 16 or 17, I went to Gabe Kapler, who was our player development head guy at that time. And I just said, hey, look, I know first base, third base, it's locked up with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Tell me what I can do to help my versatility and help my chances of moving up through the ranks faster, and what's my best chance to, you know, contribute to Los Angeles as soon as possible. And at that time, we decided that, hey, we're going to try out some catching with you. We're going to try some outfield with you. Catching didn't go that great. So that kind of got thrown out real quick. But, you know, outfield, I feel like I can be put out there and not be a liability. And that's really what it's about. And for me to be able to give Doc that flexibility in the lineup to, you know, if he needs to put me in left, if he needs to put me at first, third base, right field, and maybe emergency catcher, then, hey, I think that helps my chances of being placed on a roster a lot more than other guys that are just, you know, can only play one or two positions. So for me, the versatility in the Dodgers are really big on that. I think the past has shown that, you know, Chris Taylor, Kike, you know, Jock, all those guys, they can play multiple positions, and it just gives the manager in the front office so much more flexibility. And I think that really helps someone's career a lot. And in my case, it has.
So, Matt, one of my favorite parts of kind of a baseball player story is the moment they found out they were going to the big leagues. What was that moment like for you? How did you find out? Were you surprised? And kind of tell us that story of your call-up moment this past season.
Yeah, no, it was so we were in OKC. We just got back from a road trip down in Texas. And actually a couple buddies from Belmont, some of my classmates, Drew Ferguson and Jamie Ritchie, were in town playing against us. He's there with the Astros AAA team. And we went out. Our game got canceled that night, and we went out and had some sushi. Anyways, that night, I was falling asleep. It was around midnight. I was actually still on my phone, and I got a notification, an email on my phone, and it was from our travel secretary with the Dodgers, and it said, your flight itinerary. And I was, obviously my heart started pounding a little bit, and then I was like, no, they got the wrong, he sent it to the wrong guy. And then literally, as I was thinking about, no, he sent it to the wrong guy, I got a call from our AAA manager, Travis Barbary, and you know, he told me the news, and my wife was there. We just had a really good moment. I called my parents, and literally it was probably 3:30 before I fell asleep, and we had a, I want to say a 6 or 7 o'clock a.m. Flight all the way to San Francisco, and I probably had a combined hour and a half of sleep before I had to show up to the stadium. Wow. out in San Francisco. And, you know, everybody asked about how nervous you were. And stuff like that. And I will say I was nervous like the first seven, eight innings. And then once Doc called my name and said, hey, you're going to bat. Once I got into the box, I actually felt pretty comfortable, as comfortable to be expected, I guess. And, you know, it was really cool. I felt like I was playing MLB The Show, playing with one of my players that you make for the show, looking out at the pitcher and seeing that scoreboard at AT&T, or it's not called AT&T anymore, but, it was really cool. It's a moment and a day that I'll always remember for sure.
Well, that's got to be incredible too. You're not only jumping into a big league game, you're jumping into perhaps one of the biggest rivalries in sports, Dodgers and Giants. That had to have been a pretty awesome experience to not only jump into a big league batter's box, but you're there in the ninth inning in a big one against an NL West rival.
Yeah, no, that was really special. And every time I go back to that ballpark, I'm going to for sure think of that moment, and every time I step into that box, I'm going to remember that day.
Yeah, absolutely. Really cool story, and cool with the Gabe Kapler note too. That's awesome. Well, it seemed like you guys as well were hitting walk off home runs every single week. I mean, this Dodgers team. I remember. It's not often. I think fans sometimes get spoiled hoping they're going to see a walk-off home run every time they come to the ballpark, and it maybe happens for most teams two or three times a year at the home ballpark. You guys did it back-to-back-to-back nights, all with rookies, and you were a part of that. What was that like with you and Alex Verdugo and Will Smith hitting back-to-back-to-back walk-off home runs? Never been done in Major League Baseball before. That had to have been crazy.
Yeah, that was a crazy weekend for sure. I don't think that'll ever happen again. For one, like, it's hard to get three opportunities like that in a row, and then for three rookies to be put into that situation in a row. I mean, it could happen, but I just don't think it'll ever happen again. And that's pretty cool, just to be a part of that. My job was actually the easiest. I hit the first one, so okay. I didn't have the pressure the night after. And then when Smitty did it on the third night. That was really cool, and it's something that's really special. And, you know, the Dodger fans, they were all excited about it. And I think just baseball in general, it was a really special weekend.
Well, you think, too, one of the things you really got to love about baseball is it's been played for so long. It really kind of puts records like that and firsts like that into context when you're thinking about the fact that, you know, old Yankees teams and old teams of the 1900s, you know, y'all are doing something that they haven't done. Pretty cool to kind of think about that and see you guys be able to pull off something like that. Obviously the Dodgers known for having an excellent farm system all the way through the minor leagues. It's a deep major league roster, of course. I mean, you guys are dominant in the NL West for many reasons. How cool was that though for you to be a part of a blue blood franchise like that? But I got to think also the guys that you're playing with now at the big league level, you've probably been playing with them for some time, haven't you, in the minor league levels?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the rookies that came up this year, we've kind of been going through the system together for the past 3, 4, 5 years. And I think that just creates the bond, that creates the chemistry with each other. We know how each other plays, and it also just made us feel more comfortable being up here and not feeling overwhelmed. We always had someone in the clubhouse to talk to. But also, I think that's another thing. I think the veteran guys that lead this team, JT, Kershaw, Rich Hill, Russell Martin, David Freese. I mean, I can keep going about every single veteran guy that's on this team. They made every single rookie feel welcome. And I think that was a key part to our success this year is you didn't feel like a rookie when you were up. But yeah, there were some little things that you had to do, but for the most part, they made you feel part of the team. And I think that was a really special year for us to, you know, kind of get that under our belt and get that leadership from those guys. And I think that helps a lot in our development.
So, Matt, one thing I like to do in this podcast, with whether it's with NFL guys or NBA guys that are rookies that kind of join me here, we've gone through kind of the debut moment. But then everybody kind of has that welcome to the league moment. I had a guy who plays tight end for the Buffalo Bills come on and say, yeah, my welcome to the league moment was my locker was next to a guy I had in fantasy football last year. It was kind of a crazy, you know, wow, this is real moment. Did you ever kind of have an experience like that, maybe outside of your big league debut, where you kind of had to step back and kind of remind yourself again, like, wow, you know, this is really happening?
I can think of two, and one was when we were playing the Chicago Cubs, and I grew up a Braves fan, so
okay, you and
Jason
me both.
Hayward, yeah, Jason Hayward was right in the middle of my childhood, or not childhood, but like later childhood, college, and everything when he was playing for the Braves, and he was leading off first base one time, and I was playing first base, and that was I remember I had to stop myself from looking at him leading off, and that's kind of weird fanboy thing, I guess. That's weird that I admitted that. But another one was when Mike Trout was at first base. That was pretty cool that I was on the same field as Mike Trout.
So are you very talkative on first base? I know this is a thing a lot of first basemen have. You know, Freddie Freeman, Anthony Rizzo, they like to, you know, chat and get to know the guy who's standing there. Are you a friendly guy to your opponents on first, or are you just trying to pick them off and kind of ignore them?
I would say there's a little bit of small talk. I'm not like a mean, like, we're competing against each other. We can't be friends and stuff like that. I would say I'm a good. I think a lot of guys, they just kind of fill it out, and you get just a sense of if the other guy wants to do small talk, you'll keep it going. If not, then it's just whatever. You're playing the game. For the most part, I think a lot of guys are just, they're cool with just a little bit of small talk and talk about how the game's going. A lot of times when guys come to here to Dodger Stadium, they just talk about how cool it is and how lucky we are to play in an environment like this every single night. So that's usually one of the hotter topics.
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of switching gears a little bit, talk a little bit more about Belmont, about Belmont baseball. You know, you went to high school and at Dresden here in Tennessee, decided to play college ball instead of signing with the Royals, drafted you out of high school. But what was that decision like, and ultimately what was it that drew you to Belmont?
So on my visit, Coach Jarvis, Aaron Smith, Scott Hall, they all just made me feel welcome. They took me around the campus, and I really enjoyed it. I really love Nashville. I think a lot of people are really loving Nashville right now. As you can see, everybody's moving there. Traffic's getting crazy. So I just really fell in love with Nashville, and I fell in love with the campus. And also for me, a big part was just that I wasn't promised playing time as a freshman, but Coach Sharver said, hey, you're going to have a really good chance to come in, compete for a spot as a freshman. And for me, it was about the development. I knew that I wanted to play at the next level. I knew I wanted to play for professional baseball, and just being able to get that experience as a freshman, I think that paid dividends so much and helped me move on in my career and get prepared to play at the next level that I wanted to. So that those three things I would say were the biggest reasons that I chose Belmont.
Do you ever have guys kind of get jealous you were able to play college ball in Nashville? Because it's crazy to me, as somebody who grew up here, how much of a destination this city is, kind of like you said, and how much of an it city this town is. I got to imagine there's a lot of guys that wouldn't mind going to college or just playing baseball in this city, because it's crazy to me how it's just kind of become a destination and blown up so much.
Yeah, no, it's every time we go to Nashville, the AAA team there, the guys are like, man, you went to college here? That's crazy. Like, you're so lucky. And, you know, it's cool to talk about. And yeah, Nashville's awesome. Everybody's moving there. And it's one of the highest growing cities in America right now. And there's reason to it. So Nashville's a special place. And like I said, I'm excited. I haven't been able to come back a lot in the past couple of years, so we're excited to be back there this weekend.
So, Matt, last question before I let you go here. I know there's a lot of talk, kind of like we're talking about, of this city growing kind of into a regional and national sports town. Obviously, the Titans being on a big stage helps that. The Predators being in the Stanley Cup final a couple of years ago. But even more recently, there's been this buzz about Major League Baseball coming to Nashville, and you've played in a lot of ballparks in the big leagues. You've played in a lot of minor league stadiums. Like you said, you've played here as well in the city of Nashville. What are your thoughts? What do you think the kind of the players in the big leagues' thoughts would be about Nashville having a team? And do you think this town could maybe short term or in the long term support a major league club?
Yes, I think it would be a great spot. I do believe that they would be on the short list for a team to expand or a team to move to Nashville. I mean, you see how the Predators are. You see how the Titans are. They draw a lot of fans, and I don't think it'd be any different for baseball. The closest teams are Atlanta and the Cardinals, maybe. And just to be able to put a team, just that area, the Southeast, is you know, everybody loves sports, so there will be the fan base. There will be, you know, attendance. Everybody will go to those games. So it would be a great destination for sure.
So Matt Beatty, former Belmont player, now Los Angeles Dodger, has been my guest here on the 104.5 Podcast Network. He's got the 2020 leadoff banquet coming up tomorrow. That's at Judson Baptist Church. Matt, we really appreciate the time, and best of luck this upcoming season.
All right, guys. Thank you. Have a good one.